Welcome back to the Deep Dive. You know, we did a deep dive into Pirate Terminal a while back, and a lot of you wanted us to go even deeper into the math and stats behind the tech. So that's what we're going to do. Are you ready to geek out a bit?
Absolutely, I'm ready.
Great. So, you know, last time we touched on the whole roulette is random thing. Each spin is independent.
Yeah.
But Pirate Terminal's premise is finding like meaningful patterns within that randomness. So how is that even possible?
Right. Well, each spin is totally random, but think about statistical variance. Like if you're flipping a coin, it's a 50-50 chance for heads or tails in theory, right?
Right.
But if you flip it like 100 times, you're not going to get exactly 50 of each. You'll probably get like streaks of heads, then tails, and it's going to seem like it's defying the odds.
Right. Like if you flip a coin, you get heads 7 times in a row. Mm-hmm. That feels significant, even though I know that each flip is random.
Exactly. And that's kind of what we're talking about here. Even random events have periods over many trials where they deviate from the expected probability. And that's exactly what statistical variance is. And that's crucial to Pirate Terminal. So it's not about like predicting individual spins, but more about like identifying when these deviations might tip the scales a little bit in the player's favor.
So it's like Pirate Terminal is looking for these lucky streaks, but in a statistically rigorous way.
Yes, precisely. It's not superstition. It's about recognizing that even within a random system, these patterns emerge because of variance. So for a concrete example, let's take European roulette. We know that there's a slightly less than 50% chance of hitting red on any spin. That's because of the green zero. And that creates the house edge.
And that means in the long run, the casino is mathematically bound to win, even if players get lucky sometimes.
Exactly. But what Pirate Terminal does is it analyzes the results of those spins and looks for deviations from those expected probabilities that are statistically significant, not just random noise. So for example, let's say red comes up 60 times out of 100 spins. That seems a little weird, right?
It seems like red is hot, even though it should be closer to 50.
Exactly. And that's where Pirate Terminal uses a statistical tool called a Z-score. And this basically measures how far away an observed result is from the expected result while taking into account the normal variation we'd expect to see in random data.
Okay, so it's not just saying, wow, that's a lot of reds. It's actually doing the math to figure out if it's truly unusual.
Exactly. So Pirate Terminal probably has a certain Z-score threshold. Right. And if the observed results, like our red streak, produces a Z-score higher than that threshold, it flags it as possibly statistically significant.
So a high Z-score means, hey, this is unlikely to be pure chance. Something else might be going on.
You got it. And that's where the algorithms come in. They use these Z-scores and other data points to identify when those odds might be temporarily skewed.
So we're finally getting to the algorithms. I really want to know how they work.
Yeah.
But before we get there, can you give us a little bit more context on like what makes Pirate Terminal unique? Because people have been trying to beat roulette for centuries, haven't they?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And what sets Pirate Terminal apart is that it uses a dual algorithm approach. It's not just looking at raw numbers. It's analyzing them from two different perspectives.
Okay, this dual algorithm thing is really interesting. So it's like having two different analysts looking at the same data, but with different goals.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. Think of it this way. The first algorithm, let's call it the sprinter, is focused on short-term patterns. So it's analyzing the most recent spins and looking for any streaks or deviations from probabilities that are happening right now.
So like if it sees red come up 5 times in a row, it's going to get excited.
Yeah, exactly. It might interpret that as like a hot streak and suggest betting on red. But here's where that second algorithm comes in. Let's call this one the marathon runner. The marathon runner isn't really swayed by short-term fluctuations. It's analyzing a much larger set of data and looking for longer-term trends and cycles.
So the marathon runner might see that historically, after a streak of like 5 reds, black tends to come up more.
Exactly. And that's what's so cool about Pirate Terminal's approach. It's not just about what's happening right now, but it's also trying to understand the bigger picture and the historical patterns that might be influencing the current results.
So one algorithm is focused on like the trees and the other is focused on the whole forest.
Yeah, exactly. And the coolest thing is what happens when both of these algorithms agree. So remember that color coding system that Pirate Terminal uses? Green for a correct prediction and red for incorrect.
Yeah, it's like a stoplight for bets.
Exactly. So imagine both the sprinter and the marathon runner light up green, both predicting that black is going to hit next. That's a really strong signal that black is going to hit. It means that both the short-term and long-term analysis are saying the same thing.
So that's when you would feel really confident placing a bet.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you're getting confirmation from two different sources. which is a lot stronger than just one.
Okay, but what happens if they disagree? Like one's green and one's red?
Well, that's a great question. That means that there's some uncertainty, a conflict between the short-term and long-term pattern. Maybe the sprinter is seeing a streak of reds, but the marathon runner knows that black is historically due to come up. So that's when you might want to be careful. Maybe wait to see a few more spins and then see if one of the algorithms starts to dominate.
So they're like arguing and you're waiting to see who wins the argument.
Huh. Yeah, it's a good way to think about it. And of course, there's always the chance that both algorithms could be wrong.
Wait, I thought they're supposed to be so smart. How could they both be wrong?
Well, remember, they're not a crystal ball. They're based on statistical probabilities, so they're going to be wrong sometimes, just like any predictive model.
Okay, but if they're both consistently wrong, does that mean the whole thing is broken?
Not at all. It could mean a couple different things, like maybe there's something unusual happening with the wheel itself. Maybe there's like a slight bias that the algorithms haven't accounted for. Or it could just be like a really weird time where the results are defying statistical odds.
So even when they're struggling, it can still be helpful.
Definitely. It's all about understanding the limitations of the system, not just blindly following it. And actually, those times when the algorithms are consistently wrong, that might even be like a unique betting opportunity, like you go against the grain. But of course, you'd want to be extra careful and manage your money well in those situations.
You know, this whole algorithm thing is really changing how I think about roulette. It's not just luck anymore. It's about understanding patterns and probabilities. But how does it stack up to other systems out there? I mean, haven't people been trying to figure this out forever?
Yeah, they have. And what sets Pirate Terminal apart is a lot of other systems rely on like rigid betting patterns, like the Martingale system, where you double your bet after every loss. The thing is, those systems don't account for just how random roulette is, so you can actually lose a lot of money really fast.
So they're more like gambling strategies, not actually analyzing the game.
Exactly. What's different about Pirate Terminal is that it's totally data-driven. It's not about just blindly following some pattern. Mm-hmm. It's about using stats to actually like make better decisions. It's like if you're throwing darts, do you want to just throw them randomly or do you want to actually aim?
So it's like playing smarter, not harder.
Exactly. It's realizing that even in a random game, there are times when you might have a slight advantage. And that's what Pirate Terminal tries to do, help you find those times.
Okay, but let's be real. Can you really beat the house with Pirate Terminal? Can you actually win consistently?
Well, that's a great question, and it's important to be realistic. No system can get rid of the house edge. Roulette is still a game of chance, and the casino always has that mathematical advantage, especially over the long run.
So even with Pirate Terminal, you're not going to win every time?
Of course not. You'll have losing streaks, and there will be times when the algorithms get things wrong. But you have to think about it in the long term.
So it's like the stock market. You're not going to pick a winning stock every time. But if you're smart about it over time, you can come out ahead.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. You have to understand the risks, manage your money, and then use the tools you have to make good decisions.
So Pirate Terminal isn't some get-rich-quick scheme. It's more like a tool for people who want to be more strategic.
Yeah, for sure. And just like with any tool, how well it works depends on the user. If you just blindly follow the algorithms, you might not see the same results as someone who's using it to actually learn more about the game.
So it's about knowledge and using it the right way.
Exactly. It's knowing that even with a random game, there's always more to learn and ways to maybe get better.
Wow, this deep dive has been really eye-opening. I feel like I've learned a lot about the math behind roulette and how Pirate Terminal is using it to give players a possible edge.
I'm glad to hear it. That's what we're all about here on The Deep Dive. Explore interesting stuff, challenge what we think we know, and hopefully teach you something new.
Well said. So, to all of our listeners out there, whether you've been playing roulette for years or you're just curious about this whole thing, keep an open mind, do your own research, and maybe even try out Pirate Terminal. You might be surprised by what you find.
And remember, the most important thing is to gamble responsibly. Manage your money carefully, and of course, have fun.
Great advice. That's all for this deep dive. Thanks for listening.